Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said the number of COVID-19 cases was spiking across the country, and in his words, it will probably and unfortunately get worse before it gets better. Trump said some areas of our country are doing very well, while others are doing less well. The president also made his strongest statement yet Tuesday regarding wearing facial coverings, saying whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. Meantime, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, laid out his economic plan for the country during a speech in his home state of Delaware Tuesday. He blamed President Trump for failing to lead during the coronavirus pandemic. With more than 14.8 million confirmed cases and more than 613,000 fatalities, here in the U.S., researchers are reporting progress on the race to develop a safe and effective vaccine against the disease. Staying here in the U.S., police in the city of Chicago say 14 people were injured, one person being questioned, additional suspects being sought after gunfire erupted outside of a funeral home on the city's south side, where at least one police squad car was present. Police say shots came from a passing SUV. Police officials said several targets of the shooting returned fire. The shooting comes as Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, announced the city intends to cooperate with law enforcement agents President Trump is sending there, this according to the Chicago Tribune. Trump plans come after federal agents in Portland, Oregon, spark opposition among these city officials because of federal agents on the city's streets. President reportedly considering sending about 150 agents to Chicago, where the crime has spiked. Via remote, this is VOA News. About 2,000 Israelis rally outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem Tuesday, protesting his handling of the coronavirus crisis and alleged corruption. The demonstrators marched from Netanyahu's official residence to Israel's parliament, calling on the five-term premier to step down. Israel has reimposed some restrictions after a rise in coronavirus cases that has prompted protests by Israelis calling for better, faster, simpler state aid. A partial lockdown designed to control the spread of the virus was lifted in May. Israel has reported more than 50,000 coronavirus cases and 422 deaths. Meanwhile, Netanyahu went on trial in May for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. He denies any wrongdoing. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including the U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. Suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. This marks the first time U.S. prosecutors have indicted Chinese hackers for what they term the blended threat of working for Chinese state while also the victims targeting victims for personal gains. Indictment says, in addition to attacking businesses, the hackers infiltrated the online accounts of Chinese dissidents, clergy, and rights activists, and provided their personal information to the Chinese government. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir went on trial in Khartoum for staging the coup that brought him to power in 1989. The former president, who was ousted from power by the military in April of 2019 after mass protests across the country against his rule, faces the death penalty if convicted. The 76-year-old Bashir was indicted years ago by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for alleged war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed in the Darfur region. Sudanese officials have said they would hand over al-Bashir to the ICC, but have yet to do so. Sudan's transitional government has launched several reforms with the hope of regaining acceptance among the international community. And Brazil testing volunteers with an experimental COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac biopharmaceutical company. The Sao Paulo state government announced 12 research centers in six Brazilian states will perform thousands of tests over the next 3 months. Officials say the tests, if successful, will be made available to the public for free. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.